Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Michael, who are you picking in this game, Steelers or Raiders?
Boy, this is a good game. I was studying this game on the ride over here. Trying to figure that out. You know, the question we'll ask is, can the Steelers slow down Darren Waller, since Waller's on this pair of 100-yard games? You know, I guess he's tied right now, as I saw in the research packet, he's tied with all the other tight ends with, like, four games in a row, at least of 100 yards. So I was trying to go through and ascertain, can they slow down Waller? And then, I thought about, they did such a great job slowing down the Buffalo Bills. Last week I said there's no way they can slow them down. The defense can slow down the Bills for a while. But I expected the Bills to start coming on because I didn't think the offense, Pittsburgh offense, was going to do anything to help the defense. But, man, that defense played so well, man. I mean, to stop the Buffalo Bills, who was second in scoring last year, with like 32 points a game, and you put they only put up 10 points the first half and six the second. That's an incredible job, man. But I'm gonna tell you this too. Also, I saw the Raiders are starting to really get up the field and play up the field a lot, kind of like what you see with the Kansas City Chiefs now. So this is going to be an interesting matchup. But that defense is. It looks like it's the best defense in the league right now. It can stop anybody.
Michael, it's interesting when I think about that Buffalo game, one of the old questions, and this isn't to take anything away from the Steelers defense or even suggest that I want to, because I thought they were awesome. Did you watch that game and think it was the Bills kind of making some self-inflicted mistakes, or did you think the Steelers defense was basically causing all of their problems? You know what I mean?
Well, that you have to be a surgeon, like one of the top surgeons, to cut around and cut out the bad stuff without cutting hard. You know, like if you have cancer, you have carefully. It's so hard to try to discern the two between did you force them to make this mistake or were they off? Because in the NFL, these are professional guys. There's no such thing as just being off. You have to make people be off here. If you don't think there's no such thing as being off, okay, don't rush the quarterback. Just take your time. Don't rush the quarterback. Hey, you know what I mean? You got to do everything. So I always say, if it happened, the defense made it happen. I don't buy into that. Well, we were just off a little bit. You know, that defense played. Buffalo has to go and search themselves. They had no running game. And then when you guys double Stephon Diggs and he couldn't find anybody else, that's the one thing Buffalo will have to do. They have to find other weapons to make.
Michael Irvin, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Cut out for a second. There he is. Steelers Raiders on Sunday, breaking it down with us. Michael, how about your take right now on Ben Roethlisberger? Some of your NFL Network colleagues, not a big fan. Chris Carter ripped him to shreds yesterday morning. Another Hall of Fame wide receiver absolutely crushed him. Where does Michael Irvin come down on Big Ben right now?
Well, Big Ben missed some throws, guys. He missed some easy throws, just 4 or 5 yard throws. They were high on crucial downs. And you know, there are a couple of things you could say. Okay, that was the first game of the season. Didn't get any reps. You know, look at guys like Aaron Rodgers, how bad Aaron Rodgers looked. So, you know, you say, okay, let's wait and give him a little more time to see if things change in week two, week three, and stuff like that. But Ben did not look good. And Chase Claiborne, those plays up the sideline, you know, at least Ben gave him an opportunity, and he was able to go up and make those plays in crucial moments. So that was good.
Michael Irvin's not starting to think, though, that he's done, are you? You're not starting to think he's ready for the old quarterback glue factory, are you, Michael?
No. We asked that earlier. Like, the glue factor. We asked earlier, can they still win a Super Bowl with Ben? And I said, absolutely. Now, be prepared. It may be like, especially after I saw week one, it may be like the Peyton Manning Super Bowl in Denver. You know, now Peyton Manning, I think, threw nine touchdowns, like 17 interceptions.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly right.
It was crazy. So I don't see that happening. But what I'm saying is it won't be you carrying the team. It'll be you as part of the team and actually the defense carrying you, like Denver defense carried Peyton.
You think a defense, even as one as good as the Steelers, though, in this day and age with how favored towards the offense these rules are, Michael, do you think a defense can really still do that? I mean, that just – I'm trying to – like, you say that, and I'm trying to think of the Steelers going into Arrowhead, right, trying to beat Mahomes in the playoffs. And I feel like they could have the greatest 11 defenders lined up on that side of the ball, and it'd be hard for them to stop that offense because the rules are just favored that way.
Yeah, but you just saw – Cleveland hold them to 10 for the first half. You saw Cleveland do it, and you go, oh, my God, you can do that. Of course, they came back and put 23 on them in the second half. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I mean. Like, you can only hold them down for so long.
Right. And Cleveland has a great run game. And the one thing I said about Cleveland that's going to be an issue that I think will bring an issue to Pittsburgh, too, if you're facing Miley Kansas City, even if you're running the ball and you're doing all you can to play defense, sooner or later you're going to have to make a few splash plays because they're so dynamic. So that's the issue right there with Pittsburgh. Sooner or later, yes, your defense can hold them down for a long time, but sooner or later somebody on that offense is going to have to make two or three splash plays to keep Kansas City at bay.
All right, Michael Irvin with us. How about your bread and butter then, the wide receivers in the Steelers offense? How good are they in your opinion? You like these guys?
Man, I love the receiving group you guys have. I love them, man. What makes them great is you have different variations. You can see guys, you see teams with the same receiver. Like, it's the same guy. He's 6 feet. 185 pounds, you know what I mean? Yeah, three or four of those. Give me the 6 foot. Oh. Chase Claypool is so damn big. Oh, my God. With him this offseason. Dog, I walked up to this dude. You a big mother. Well, I almost cursed
I had the dump button ready. I was close.
We were ready.
I had my finger on it, Michael.
Thank you for pump faking there. We appreciate that.
That's a big bug. Hey, and then you'll see me. Oh, yeah, Michael. I said, how much you weigh? He said, like 240. But I think I can run. I think I'm faster. I can run a 2.43 at 2.45. Are you joking? Listen to how you're talking. What animal? What human being can run 4.3s at 250 pounds and stuff like that, man? It's incredible.
What do you think?
It's incredible, man, that kid's size and ability.
What do you think of Juju Smith-Schuster's role, though? Because it still seems like Ben, even as talented, as gifted as Claypool is, it seems like Ben, when the going gets tough, still looks for 19 out there before anybody else.
And that's a comfort. That's a comfort because, let's be real here now. As confident as Ben has been over the years playing ball, you have to know now that there's some things seeping in, some doubt seeping in here and there. And when you start having a little bit of doubt, you revert back to those things that are most comfortable. you know, most comfortable things. And that's what he's been doing with Juju. But listen, I've always loved Juju. I've always loved Juju. And I think y'all gave Juju a bad rap with all that TikTok dancing and blaming TikTok dancing after the 11-0 start and losing a few games and pulling the man in and stop him from TikToking and all of that stuff. Sometimes when you take away certain things, it take away another thing from a man. I used to tell Jeremy Shockey, the people in New York wanted to calm Jeremy Shockey down, the old tight end from Miami. I said, listen, I know this kid from Miami. If you calm him down, you rob him of the moxie he needs on the football field to do what he needs to do. Some people create situations so they force themselves to play, and that's what he was doing. And the moment they tried to calm him down, the moment they robbed him of what he had on the football field.
Wow. All right, Michael, I'm going to go back to that first question. Steelers or Raiders, what's your pick?
Well, I took the Steelers earlier this week, but some of that research started to make me think, did I take the right team right here in this situation?
Uh-oh.
Because, man, listen, you know who got the number one offense right now in the NFL right now? That is those Raiders that you are. I know it's only one game, but they are going up the field with that football, so it'll be interesting. So I vacillated on it, but I took the Steelers early.
All right. Not with a ton of conviction, but still, Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer, picking the
Steelers.
Sounds
like a little of a wobbly
to win the game. All right, Michael, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for giving us some time today.
All right, guys. All right, God bless.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.